Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? What can I say? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, take it like this. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to this. So straight up, this is my show, right? Not really. It's your show. This is the boxing listener show, the boxing fan show. You want to impart, you can. Here's the toll-free. I open it up to the top of each hour. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, that's our toll-free listening line. Of course, tonight, Ryan Garcia is appearing, and it's not boxing per se, not in my mind. Of course, he's taking on a guy, I believe, by the name of Oscar Duarte. But the bottom line is, you know, Ryan pulled that dive job the last time. I think he either took a dive or he went and hurt. Which one? It was one or the other. But the bottom line is, Ryan just sort of took the money and ran, and now he's saying, you know, I'm the biggest star in boxing, things like that. He's not a boxing star. He's a Instagram star, which is sort of cool. I guess you can make money doing that, but the bottom line is he lacks it when it comes to boxing. We talk about Canelo Benavidez. Of course, we're 1 week removed from David Benavidez annihilating Demetrius Andrade. Straight up, good fight, no doubt about that. It was great to sit ringside with Mark Risman in Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That guy's voice coming back there, that is the late Scott Cuddy. We will be doing a show dedicated to Scott Cuddy next Sunday. In fact, the Sports Byline crew has got some old Cuddy cuts they're going to put together, and I'll do a little flip side, a little intro and a little intro and exit. Bottom line is it'll be like a eulogy, paying respect to a guy that spent 16 years around here. Of course, he was a nut. There was no doubt about him. I mean, we're all a little crazy, but Cuddy was, like, extreme at times. But the bottom line is he was our guy. He was the cut man. Everybody knows that. And I remember when he first came here, I shouldn't be getting off on this Cuddy thing, but I am. I remember when he first came here, the first night we did a show together, it was down in another studio on Vallejo Street. And he had a couple of beers beforehand. I could smell the beers on him, right? So he had a couple of beers beforehand. So he sits down and says to me, "So tell me about jewelry." And I said, what do you mean jewelry? What are you talking about? So I walked away from him. I didn't think nothing of it. I went in the studio, started the show. Then he realized it was about boxing. He thought the show Ring Talk was about jewelry. I kid you not. Straight up, that was my mascot, Cuddy. May he rest in peace. 1957 to 2023. And what was sort of sad about his passing was, the family didn't tell any of us. I found out on Facebook. Imagine looking up somebody else's, one of Cuddy's relatives, looking up one of their Facebook pages to see what's going on. I found that he passed away in May. So they didn't tell us. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm Puerto Rican. Straight up, it had a lot to do with it. Straight up, that's the way they roll. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last Saturday night, I was live in Las Vegas. Man, that was a fantastic evening, no doubt about that. I'm talking about not talking about the undercard. The undercard was, poo-poo-ish. But the bottom line is that main event. I mean, a lot of intrigue going into that fight. Demetrius Andrade, of course, unbeaten in 30 fights. But the fact that, you know, he was moving up from 154 to 168 pounds, that's a bit of a jump as far as size is concerned. Of course, he did the thing at 154. He did this thing at 160. Then he tried to do it at 168. Of course, hopefully he cashed in with this fight with David Benavidez and made some money, because Benavidez beat him so bad he should have been arrested afterwards for domestic violence. I mean, it was like a one-sided beatdown from the get-go. And you can't get... Listen, Andrade is one of those guys you cannot look good against. I mean, no matter what you do, you can't look good against. He fights as a left-hander fighting from a crouch. I mean, people shouldn't be, that should be illegal to fight from that. It's so hard to beat people up fighting like that. But, you know, David Benavidez threw nice hard shots, threw straight shots. He used his jab. He worked the body at times. I mean, he went up, he went down. David Benavidez right now, like Mike Tyson calls him, He truly is the monster of boxing. At 168 pounds, this is where Canelo Alvarez made his mistake. He should have fought Canelo Alvarez should have fought Benavidez 3 years ago. The reason why I say that is two and a half to three years ago, Benavidez had some issues. He was the WBC 168-pound champion, the same title that Canelo holds now. He holds the interim title. We'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, so he's a champion at 168. He fails. He didn't make weight for a fight, so he lost the fight on the scale, lost the title on the scales. Then he had some cocaine issues, so he has some issues regarding Colombian dust. And, of course, he straightened that out, straightened his life out. And for 2.5 years, he's been the number one contender for the WBC 168-pound championship. Now, most of the times when you're the number one contender, it takes about a year to get a title shot, okay? But 2.5 years, what is Canelo doing? Canelo is avoiding David Benavidez. I mean, much like the plague or any disease or anything like that. I mean, bottom line is, if you're going to walk into a room and you're going to get beat down, no matter how much money is involved with the ego that Canelo Alvarez has, it's not enough. It's just not enough. Of course, he talked this week about, you know, maybe fighting Benavidez, but not next. He wants to, you know, he talked about the Bivol rematch. Remember? Dimitri Bivol beat him like a girl. That was last year, of course. That was in a 12-round fight at 175 pounds. Got beaten down by a girl. And I don't say like beaten like a girl, but, you know, he just got whooped up. I mean, he got boxed every which way there was. He wasn't in the fight. He wasn't, okay? So Bivol wins, in my mind, going away, right? So they're talking about the rematch. Canelo didn't want the rematch, but he kept talking about the rematch. Well, Bivol said they never entered any negotiations around a rematch. It was all Canelo talking about a rematch. He didn't want a rematch. If Canelo was a real deal, he would have took on the WBC champion because he's the WBC flag bearer, right? He would have took on the WBC champion, Artur Bitaev, who's like 19-0 with 19 knockouts. I mean, and the guy doesn't knock out guys like Daniel. Guy knocks out real guys. I mean, real, real tough guys. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I think the world champion at 175 is Artur Bitaev. I think he's got an injury right now. He'll be coming back in a couple of months. But the bottom line is, you know, that's probably where 175, you want to go for greatness. That's what Canelo Alvarez should have did, but he didn't. He went for Bivol instead, was considered the easier of the two, and Bivol beat him down. So 175 is done. Forget it. You ain't going to 175. You beat up on Sergey Kovalev at 175, but Kovalev had already been dented and broken down and exposed to an extent, you know, as an old guy and a guy that was sort of like a little bit worn by Andre Ward. Of course, the first fight with Andre Ward, people thought Kovalev won that fight, but that second fight, Andre Ward beat Kovalev down into submission just about. So straight up, Andre Ward. Speaking of Andre Ward, got to give him props, man. 2004 Olympic gold medalist, never lost a pro fight, lost that one amateur fight over in Oakland, California, and he got robbed. How do I know he got robbed? I showed up late to the fight. And the first thing that Marsha King says to me, Andre got robbed. I said, Andre, what are you talking about? Andre got robbed. Anyway, Andre was like, I think 40-0 at that point in time. 40 fights, never lost a fight. And then, of course, he went on to win the Olympic gold medal. And when he went on to win the Olympic gold medal, he fought at 178 pounds, which was at a distinct disadvantage to him because of the fact that he was a 165-pounder. Now, how could a 165-pounder get stuck fighting at 178? Well, him and Andre Durrell, they flipped a coin. Two Andres. The winner got to fight at 165. The loser got to fight at 178. Andre Ward lost that flip of the coin. Of course, he fought at 178. And when he fought at the light heavyweight champion, of course, I think he was from Poland, but for the title, for the Olympic title, he was dwarfed in size. I mean, holy cow. I mean, you can see that they were different weight classes, no doubt about that. But Andre went out there and boxed spectacularly. And, of course, I got ripped on local TV. Local TV and radio, Gary Radnitz, where are you now? When he said to me, you're shilling. Guy's not going to win the gold medal. You're shilling. You're shilling. Guy's not going to win the world championship. You're shilling. You're shilling. You don't have to shill for Andre Ward. No doubt about that. Anyway, back to 168 pounds. David Benavidez, of course, trouncing Demetrius Andrade in the sixth round. Of course, it was a knockdown involved, a couple of knockdowns involved. And all in all, it was a beatdown. And it was a beatdown of significant proportions because of the fact that you've got to look at the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, Demetrius Andrade was a good fighter. Not a great fighter, but a good fighter. Not a great fighter, but a good fighter, okay? But David Benavidez, I think, has proved himself to be the best threat or the biggest threat to Canelo Alvarez in a long, long time. Now, Floyd Mayweather, not my favorite guy. You know, he's the cherry picker of all times. But he said, You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Back to David Benavidez, of course, the star, undefeated now, 28-0, 23 knockouts. He is a man with 24 knockouts, of course. He is a man. And Canelo is a guy that's got all the, he's got all the titles, per se. He really does. I mean, he's got all the adulation. Everybody thinks as Canelo is the king of boxing, this and that. Well, he wouldn't be the king of boxing if these two guys hooked it up. That's the bottom line, no doubt about that. As far as the undercard last week was concerned, Jermall Charlo fought David Benavidez, his younger brother, Jose Benavidez. I thought a couple of the rounds were close, but they weren't all that close. According to the scorecards, they were like 10-zip, 10-zip, 10-zip. So when they were all 10-zip, I guess, you know, I saw a different fight, but I thought that Benavidez at least won a couple of rounds there, but he didn't. Of course, Jermall Charlo, the WBC 160-pound champion now, 33-0, 22 KOs, didn't come close to stopping Benavidez. Benavidez didn't really come close to stopping him. It was like a mismatch in size because of the fact that one guy was a guy, Benavidez, the younger brother of David Benavidez, had been knocked out at welterweight by Terrence Crawford. Okay, so 147-pounder, couldn't do it at 147, so they put him in a fight at 163. That was a contract to weight. But then again, Charlo didn't make the weight. He came in at 167. In other words, Charlo wanted to have every distinct advantage he could over the smaller and the game, Benavidez, no doubt about that. The fight went 10 rounds. Was I entertained? No, I wasn't. Now, tonight, after the break, we'll be talking about Mr. Ryan Garcia. Of course, Ryan Garcia, the Instagram king, he's sort of like the email champion. I guess that's the best way we can put it. I forget who called him that, but he's sort of like the email champion, of course. And Ryan got owned. I thought he got owned by Gervonta Davis in that last fight. And before that, of course, he hasn't looked all that spectacular. At one point in time, I thought that Joe Goosen, his trainer, at one fight with the Davis fight anyway, that he would be able to instill discipline in Ryan Garcia. He couldn't do it. Ryan is not a disciplined guy. Ryan's a guy that's going to do what he wants to do. And as long as he's going to do what he wants to do, he is not going to be successful as far as the upper echelons of professional boxing. I mean, tonight he's thinking he's taking on Oscar Duarte. Somebody told me that Duarte is a 4-1 underdog or a 5-1 underdog. What does that say? If a guy's a 4 or 5-1, Muhammad Ali was only a 3.5-1 underdog to Sonny Liston back in 1964. People called that one of the biggest upsets of all time, so think about that. Hey, and he was only a 4-1 underdog to George Foreman in 1974 for the World Heavyweight Championship. And this fight is at least that, a 4-1 fight. So straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Gonna go to a break. On the other side of the break, it's Boxing 101.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nobody hurt me, but I know who hurt you. Bum, Goofy, remember this? Riley Romero f***ed you up in sparring. Is this you, Ryan Garcia? Is this you getting touched up? Is this you bleeding? Is this you running? Because it sure the f*** looks like you. Your promoter, Oscar De La Fishnet, don't even believe in you. Do you want proof? Here you go.
Ryan ready for take?
Tank is a beast, and you're an Instagram thot. Remember that.
Listen, Ryan Garcia wants to fight you.
No, the f*** he don't. He gonna get f***ed up. No. If Ryan Garcia can beat Rolly, I give him 200,000 cash.
Are you ever gonna pick up that 200 from Floyd? Or do you wanna stay ducking? Because you know you got little boys and little girls as your main fan base. You a bum.
What can I say? This is the Ryan Garcia fan club. Obviously not. Of course, he's taking on a guy by the name of Oscar Duarte. And, of course, and bottom line is Ryan's been raging with Oscar De La Hoya, of course, his promoter, over the internet, back and forth, Instagram, in the emails, but, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. What Ryan's trying to say is that Oscar De La Hoya wants Oscar Duarte to win this fight. Of course, they're both promoted by Golden Boy. Of course, Duarte 26-1-1, 21 KOs. Of course, Golden Boy is the Golden Boy. That's what they thought he was. It'd be the next Golden Boy. Ryan Garcia 23-1, 19 KOs. Of course, that one loss, that abysmal effort against Gervonta Davis in April of this year. Of course, the biggest fight of 2023 as far as people watching it, and I think that's what really hurt the game. I think that really, really hurt the game when Ryan Garcia went out there and failed, because what happened was Ryan had a bunch of squares watching him, little girls, little guys, teenagers, all that kind of good stuff, and they were watching him, and they wanted to see him win. Okay, they wanted to see him win, and he went out there, and he sort of laid down this, and, you know, did what he did, and I don't think you're going to come back again. I mean, the squares, I think you can hook them up one time, maybe twice, but unless you give them a product they're going to want to come back and see again, they're not going to be around the second and third time, especially to pay 80 or 90 bucks or whatever it costs now. No, this isn't a pay-per-view. I think this is just The Zone. The Zone's, what, 25 bucks a month, something like that. But the bottom line is Ryan Garcia has gotten to a beef with Oscar De La Hoya. They haven't got along for a long time. I mean, they've been back and forth. Ryan Garcia says Derek James, his coach, is, you know, got it all together. He's got him together, got him focused, this and that. Ryan's 25 years old now. Ryan, I said at one point in time, I really thought he was going to be really a superstar, but he just doesn't have it. Doesn't have the intestinal fortitude. He's not disciplined. And more, for the most part, he can't listen to people. He's about as hard-headed as Scott Cuddy was. I kid you not. And Scott didn't listen to too many people. He's just hard-headed. When people are hard-headed, you just can't do it. So anyway, tonight, this fight, of course, will be on The Zone. And the bets are like minus 425 for Ryan Garcia. So if you believe that Duarte's got a shot here, if Oscar and those guys are betting on Duarte, it's a minus 425 or a 4-1 underdog. I don't think he's going to win this fight. I think that Ryan Garcia is not going to get into any fights that he's going to lose, unless the big money is on the line. And the big money was definitely on the line with Gervonta Davis. I mean, some people say that Ryan made $30 million. Ryan's trying to say that Gervonta Davis made at least $25 to $30 million. So if these guys made that kind of money, and they did generate the numbers, I mean, that was the biggest fight of the year as far as pay-per-view was concerned, as far as people in the house was concerned, as far as selling out fast, the speed of a sellout, the whole nine yards, that's what was going on. That was the fight of the year. And it failed miserably. I mean, Ryan Garcia failed miserably. I don't think Tank Davis failed him, but Tank knew going in that Ryan had a hurt rib. I mean, that's just the way it was. And Ryan, of course, went in there and said, you know what, I'm going to take the money and run. Instead of canceling this fight maybe a month, month and a half, let my ribs heal. But, you know, I'll just go in and get the money. And that's the way Ryan did anyway. Ryan Garcia tonight, I'm hoping he loses, but a 4-1 underdog is Oscar Duarte. So good luck on that. Back to the Canelo thing. You know, how can I put this? It gets old watching boxing repeat itself over and over again because you, for the most part, you know, these older guys don't want to take on the younger guys, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you don't want to fight a lion. You'd rather fight a pussycat, right? I mean, Canelo Alvarez, pound-for-pound king of boxing? Not anymore. I mean, come on, that John Ryder fight, what, a year and a half ago? Or last year, and of course, the fight was Canelo with Charlo. Of course, that when the Jermell Charlo came to the fight and didn't show up. I mean, after the bell rang, you sort of say, hey, you know what? I'm not throwing too many punches here, if any at all, and none with bad intentions. So at the end of the night, Canelo got 24 straight rounds of, not going to put it, pedestrian boxing against subpar competition. That's the best way to put it. Charlo didn't throw any punches back, and John Ryder, I mean, God bless him. He's a durable guy. There's no doubt about that. And he was fighting on the same day that the king was being crowned in England. So it was a big day for him to go the distance. But outside of that, if Canelo was in his prime, Canelo would have probably took him out. And Ryder admitted such after the fight. So at the end of the day, we have a pound-for-pound king in boxing by the name of Terrence Crawford or Nono Inoue. It's either one or the other. Of course, the kid from Japan, what, he's 22-0 with no draws, like a whole lot of knockouts. He stepped up from 115 to 118 to 122. Of course, going to fight with the other 122-pound title holder. That's going to go down a couple days after Christmas in Tokyo. Will he ever become a star in the United States? That's really the $64,000 question. I mean, can Bob Arum make him a star here? I mean, I think that he could. I think they give him the right arena and the fact that there's enough Japanese people with money that they could bring him over here and, like, fill that Michelob Arena. That Michelob Arena at the Mandalay Bay the other night, I want to mention that. It was a brand-new arena. It's beautiful. It goes up like that. It's really steep as far as the seats are concerned. It's great for boxing. It's great for pro wrestling. Even great for a concert. But the bottom line is it's a new theater at the Mandalay Bay, and I thought it was really, really cool to watch that fight. Of course, David Benavidez smoking Demetrius Andrade in six rounds, of course, and capturing the WBC Interim Championship, not for the first time, not for the second time, but for the third time. And Canelo's going to duck him some more. Of course, Joel Diaz says that Canelo will never fight him. I don't think Canelo wants to fight Benavidez. I don't blame him. But the bottom line is, if you're a great fighter and you're going to consider yourself like the king of Mexico and all that kind of good stuff, you know. I mean, because here's what's up. He's come up with a lot of excuses, remember? I mean, he was going to fight Benavidez because he was Mexican. I don't fight Mexicans. Say, what? You don't fight Mexicans? No, you fought Chavez Jr. He was a Mexican, wasn't he? Last I checked, he was pure 100% Mexican. But the bottom line is, Canelo does what he wants in boxing, but he can't at this point in time. I think that the fans are going to force him into this fight. I don't know if it's going to happen in May. And if he'd have been smart, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, like Floyd Mayweather took on Canelo Alvarez when Canelo was green like guacamole. That's what Canelo should have done with Benavidez 3 years ago. He should have fought him right then and there. When Benavidez was having those weight issues and the cocaine issues, and that, you should have jumped on him right then and there, Canelo. I mean, take the guy right then and there. He's green. Go at him. Do your thing. You're at your boxing peak, your apex. And, of course, 3 years later, you're not. 3 years later, you're almost 33 years old, of course, coming off the fight, of course, with Charlo before that. You know, the Ryder fight and then the Bivol. Come on, man. What have you done for me lately? Canelo Alvarez has done nothing of lately. Of course, speaking of doing things lately, we've got Terrence Crawford, of course, undefeated out of Omaha, Nebraska, the welterweight champion, saying that he would fight David Benavidez at 168. I mean, he's dying for a super payday. He would fight Daniel in the other room and me and like 19 guys. I mean, he would fight anybody he could in order to try to get some recognition and some money. And you can't blame him. I'm talking about Terrence Crawford. When you come out of Omaha, Nebraska, I mean, it's not like it's the boxing capital of the world. So anyway, here he is on top of the world at 147. Of course, he has a rematch coming up with Errol Spence. There was a rematch clause in their first fight. There would be an automatic rematch. The loser could call for the rematch. Of course, Errol Spence lost miserably, but Errol Spence didn't lose in the ring. Errol Spence lost in that car accident when he was tossed out of that car at 150 miles per hour a few years ago. He was never, ever the same. And I'll repeat myself. Had he been injured like that in a boxing match, he would be banned for the rest of his life. But he got injured in a car accident, so what they did was they gave him a boxing physical when he came back. I mean, he didn't take any neurological super tests or anything like that. They gave him a boxing physical. Once the doctors cleared him from the car accident, he got a boxing physical, and that basically what they do is they take a stick and put it in front of your eyes. Your eyes watch them around. They grab your testicles. They ask you to get a cough, so you got a hernia. Okay, boom, that's your boxing physical. I kid you not. So that's how I think Spence got back into boxing, because had a real neurologist or some real competent people like the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic or something like that, or UCLA, do you actually think the Brain Center would like allow him to go back into boxing after getting tossed out of a car at 150 miles an hour and suffering a major brain bleed? I don't think so. But the bottom line is Spence and Crawford looks like it's going to happen in 2024. Speaking of 2024, the heavyweight champion with a big asterisk next to him, of course, I'm talking about Tyson Fury, really the uncrowned champion. You know, the champion is Francis Ngannou. I don't care what you say. I don't care. He's only got one professional fight. He's 0-1 in box rec and that kind of good stuff. I don't care. He is the world heavyweight champion. He is the recognized world heavyweight champion. The WBC, the World Boxing Council, they're going to get pissed off for me saying this, but you want to know something? Your champion's a fraud. The champion, the heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury, is a fraud. I mean, he got licked like a stamp. It wasn't even close. I had it 6-3-1. I was trying to give Tyson Fury rounds because I knew the boxing establishment would be doing the same thing. Okay, and what happened? That one judge came up with a 6-3-1 score, opposite of my score, and the other judge came up with 5-4 or 5-4-1 or something. Bottom line is, Tyson Fury didn't win that fight. He got dropped. He got dropped in the third round. He got owned. I mean, you know, I keep repeating this, but Joseph Francis Ngannou should have been arrested for domestic violence. He beat Tyson Fury down like a dog. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little East Bay Soul there. That's the band, East Bay Soul. Check them out, eastbaysoul.com. Greg Adams is the leader of that band. Of course, he was the founder of Tower of Power. He's the one who came up with the actual Tower of Power sound. So if it sounds a little towerish here, that's because Greg Adams is the horn arranger. You're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. And, you know, I turned on the Do Not Disturb thing on my phone, and yet the phone's still buzzing this and that. Man, the phone doesn't listen to me. Anyway, straight up, we are 1 week away, of course, here in the city by the bay. And Daniel, of course, is rocking and rolling for this one. Talk about Rage's progress. Of course, he once beaten WBC 140-pound champion, lost that title across the pond, lost that one fight across the pond for the title against Josh Taylor. He's taking on Devin Haney, the former lightweight champion, undefeated, moving up from 135 to 140 pounds. Of course, Devin Haney, a San Francisco native. He was born here. It says he's out of Oakland, California. But they're fighting at the Chase Center here in the city by the bay. But nobody's talking about it. I mean, nobody is talking about this. It's going to be on DAZN, and I think it's DAZN pay-per-view. But the bottom line is, why would they want to put this on pay-per-view? I mean, there's not enough people who know who Rage's progress is, and he's a defending champion. So what I'm trying to say is you've got to build these guys up to an extent before you put them on pay-per-view, and they just don't do that anymore in the world of boxing. I mean, you know, Don King was pretty good at that. Bob Arum's a master at that. Of course, speaking of Bob Arum, man, those guys pulled off the con of the century when they pulled off the fight between Oleg Usyk, of course, the undefeated lad, the former cruiserweight champion, now the heavyweight champion of about everybody but the WBC and the linear recognized title. Of course, he's got some bunch of belts, but he also failed miserably against Daniel Dubois a couple of months ago. I thought he took a dive. In other words, he got hit by a body shot. He got dropped. Oh, my God, I'm hurting. He laid around on the canvas. And then the referee, Jose Pabon, I believe, gave him a bit of a pass. Of course, so he's not big on my list. And, of course, Tyson Fury coming off the loss to Francis Ngannou. So they want to put this for the heavyweight championship sometime in February. I mean, guess what? They've got the Arabs, Saudi Arabians. They're the suckers that are going to pay for this. And they probably will do the same thing they did a couple of weeks ago with the Ngannou and Tyson Fury thing, where they flew everybody in. Everybody I know went down there. And I'm not trying to say everybody got hookers and booze and this and that, but just about everybody I know that went down there to Saudi Arabia was treated like a king. And if you had vices, I guess you can get them taken care of there, no doubt about that. I'm telling you, what I'm trying to say at the end of the day is the Saudis bribed everybody to come. It was a PR event. I don't mean Puerto Rican, I mean public relations. I mean, it just was. Of course, the Saudis killed that American citizen, Jamal Khashoggi, that was a couple of years ago, but they chopped him up into pieces because he wrote some bad things about the prince over there. Okay, so they're not good people, and they treat women like spit. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. So I wouldn't want my sister or my daughter growing up in Saudi Arabia or around that type of stuff. So what I'm trying to tell you is it's one big public relations move, trying to say that the Saudi Arabians are really nice people and this and that. Not really, man. All they got is money and oil, and it stinks like spit over there. It just does. Everybody's got BO, except me. I mean, everybody's got BO over there, and it's just the Middle East, I don't know. You wouldn't want to go to the Middle East for anything unless you were getting paid to go. Now, I went over there, and I thought I was getting paid. I ended up getting screwed and losing like 15 grand. That was my trip to Dubai, of course, about 10 years ago with the ill-fated Harold Smith trade. When I got home, when I got to the airport, my airline ticket was no good in Dubai. I said to myself, man, I got to buy a ticket. It cost me $2,000 to get on the air. When I got back, the money that was supposed to be in my account, $15,000, wasn't there. Harold never answered the phone again. We didn't talk again. Bottom line is I lost about $20,000 on that one. So that was my the only trip I've ever made abroad where I've gotten screwed. I mean, I've been to 34 countries. And where did I get screwed at? The money capital of the world, Dubai, by the infamous Harold Smith-born Ross Fields. Anyway, back to Duarte. He is a 135-pound fighter. He's going to fight this guy at 140. And, of course, Ryan Garcia needed an extra 3 pounds, so they had the weighing 143 pounds, and Garcia says, you know, I'm ready to do this. My trainer says that. My coach says I'm ready. Everybody says I'm ready. And, you know, we're tired of the Ryan Garcia fight. The best thing that happened tonight in boxing would be if Ryan Garcia got knocked cold by this guy. I mean, like, knocked cold. I mean, like, snoring. Put to sleep, you know, give him a little pillow, that kind of good stuff. That would be good for boxing because Ryan Garcia is not the real deal. He's not. He's just not. He's not the real deal. At the end of the day, he's not the real, but the real deal. But next week, we do have the real deal going down. Regis Progress can fight, no doubt about, the 140-pound champion of the World Boxing Council, taking on the former undisputed lightweight champion. Of course, I have problems with Haney at 135 because of the fact that he really only fought George Kambosos a couple of times. And then, you know, he had the fight with Lomachenko, and I thought he lost that one. So he decides he's going to give up his titles at that point in time and move up to 140. So all the titles of 135 are vacant right now. All the belts of 135 are vacant right now as he goes after the WBC 140-pound crown. He's undefeated. He's a big kid. People tell me that they think Haney will grow into an eventual welterweight. I don't think that's, yeah, how can I put this? I don't think so. I think this is it. 140 is going to be it. When you move up from 135 pounds to 147 pounds, that's a hell of a jump. That's 12 pounds. And when you talk about 12 pounds of boxing, it usually means about 24 pounds because you double it up. I mean, if a guy's going to weigh 147 into a fight, he's probably going to come into the fight. If he sweat down to 147, he's probably going to come in. If you give him a 24-hour leeway, he's probably going to come in about 10 pounds heavier. It's just the way it is. Okay? The guy's gaining about 8 to 10 pounds. Now, Ryan Garcia is going to be in the ring probably about with an unrestricted weight limit this time. Of course, he had the weight limit, the 10-pound weight limit against Gervonta Davis. He said that hurt him as well. I think he could only be 146 by the time they entered the ring, and that's what he was for the contract. But, you know, what did Eddie Hearn say, the promoter? Either he quit or you can, no. You can't say he didn't quit. Ryan Garcia, you can't say he didn't quit. You can't. I mean, Socrates and Tommy D and these guys, you know, my experts listen to that. They tried to give Ryan a bit of a pass. You know, maybe he went in hurt and didn't take a dive. If he went in hurt, he did take a dive. Don't you get it? If he went into the ring thinking he didn't tell the public he was hurt. Wasn't full disclosure. So everybody went into that fight thinking that he was at least in good condition to fight, and he wasn't. He had that injury. There was just absolutely no doubt about it. Everybody knew about it. It was the worst kept secret in boxing. That's what I was told by the Davis camp. And of course, Davis talked about this afterwards. I think we got a clip of Gervonta Davis, him saying, you know, did you have somebody in the camp? He didn't say no. He didn't say no. So he had somebody in Ryan Garcia's camp. At the end of the day, of course, doesn't matter. Ryan Garcia is a second-rate fighter. Ooh, I said that after Betnam. Yes, I really did say that. So we look at Regis Progress and Devin Haney next week here live in the city by the bay, San Francisco at the Chase Center. Of course, Chase Center holds about 15,000 to 17,000 people, hold the home of the Golden State or the San Francisco Warriors or the NBA. I don't think they're going to get that kind of a crowd. I just don't think so. I wish them well, but there's no buzz around crowd. I'm in town. Dan, you see any billboards on the fight at all? I mean, he's driving all over the place. He's going all over the Bay Area. We don't see any billboards, no signs, nothing. How are they promoting this fight? How are they doing it? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to reach out to them this week, the promoters. I'll reach out to them this week and see what's going on. But the bottom line is I will try to get credentials for this. But, you know, at the end of the day, if nobody knows the fight's happening, there's a good chance nobody's going to show up. And there's no buzz here in the Bay Area as far as Regis Progress and Devin Haney's concerned. Of course, Haney's never fought here before. As I said earlier, he likes to say he's from Oakland, California. He was born in San Francisco, California. He goes, Oakland's not black. I mean, the city by the bay is not black enough for him, so he wants to go to Oakland, California and be from Oakland, California. I don't know. Andre Ward tried to do the same thing. Andre was born in San Francisco. Of course, he was born, then he changed things to Oakland, California. Now he lives in upscale Marin. Listen, Andre Ward's got a house near Huey Lewis in the news. I mean, he's up there like with zillionaires. More power to him. And you know what? The 2004 Olympic gold medalist, nobody deserved it more. I mean, the son of God, that's what he says he is. He ain't no phony. He ain't. I mean, I always thought that maybe at one point in time I would see a chink in his armor. I mean, at some point in time, I've known him a long time. Was he 33 years old now? And I've known Andre Ward a long time, and I always thought there would be a chink in his arm, something that showed he wasn't as genuine as he was, and I never saw it. I just never saw it. I mean, you know, him and his wife, he's never had any domestic issues, he's never been in the newspaper, never got arrested, never been in an affair, never cheated on his wife. I mean, he has lived up to the Son of God thing, like, fully. He really has. I give him props. Just like George Foreman. When I first met George Foreman, he was a creep. He was beating up guys like me and Daniel, guys off the street. I mean, like, I mean, guys getting laid out in Newman's gym. Remember what he did to Joe Frazier? He used to do that to sparring partners here in San Francisco. Little tiny sparring partners like me and Daniel, I kid you not. So George Foreman was a bully. And then, of course, he won the heavyweight championship over Joe Frazier. And then he had that epic fight with Muhammad Ali where he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree and knocked out in the eighth round in Kinshasa that year. Of course, that's when Don King bankrupted the entire country. When President Mobutu gave Don King $6 million and the country went bankrupt. Of course, the country is now known, I believe, as a Congo. But at one point in time, it was Kinshasa Zaire was the site of the rumble in the jungle. Speaking of the rumble in the jungle, I guess I might as well get this out of the way. My broadcast partner, the man that broadcast the rumble in the jungle, I'm talking about Colonel Bob Sheridan, we had his memorial service this past week in Las Vegas. It was, you know, I think it was Monday. And it was sad. I mean, it was sad, but it was sort of festive as well. And, you know, when people get old, people change. And there's medical changes, there's psychological changes, there's emotional changes. And if anybody did a metamorphosis of sorts, I think it was Colonel Bob Sheridan, because he was like, when we worked together, he was 300 pounds. He used to tell me he'd be drinking and eating all this crazy stuff at ringside. I said, man, what are you doing? Ah, Pedro, you only live once. And stuff in his face. I mean, I won't say he was a slob, but yeah. Anyway, but the bottom line is, then he got sort of woken up. His wife died, and he sort of became a different guy. He lost like 150 pounds, so he was down to like, you know, 170, somewhere around there, 170 pounds, 175 pounds, looking skinny as real. You wouldn't recognize him, and he shaved his head completely, and I couldn't understand that. And then at the two, three years ago, I mean, the colonel, after his wife died, I think she died about 3.5 to 4 years ago, he adopted two children. Now, Daniel, doesn't adoption sound good? Doesn't adoption sound like something that, you know what I mean? But the guy's 43 and 41. When you adopt guys that are 43 years old and 41 years old, I think that's a little shady. Something's a little up there, right? And then when you find out that they are allegedly doing his banking, you say to yourself, what the hell is going on down there? Anyway, it was a two-hour service. Marty Curran, formerly of Don King Productions, he was the TV guy for a long time. Ira Glass, another producer, was there who worked with me when I was with DKP. He did about an hour and a half of video, an hour of video. It was just all this good stuff from the colonel. I mean, all the way back from Kinshasa, Zaire, of course, the rumble. When you make your debut, as far as big time, of course, he was doing fights with Chris Dundee. Chris Dundee was Angelo's brother down there in Florida. He ran the Main Street Gym down there in Florida. But Chris Dundee was a character. He was more fun to be around than Angelo was. Angelo was very serious. I mean, Angela had fun, and we joked and this and that, but Chris Dundee was a prankster. I mean, just no doubt about that. He just was. And I remember when the last time I saw him, Chris Dundee, he promoted, of course, the first Sonny Liston Cassius Clay fight down in Miami. But when I first last saw him, it was at the Duran Leonard fight, and I guess that was about 2000, God, I don't know, when the Mirage Hotel had their grand opening, December 7th. I can't remember what day it was. It was like the same day as World War II, as we got bombed that day that will live in infamy. So they had a fight outdoors in December in Las Vegas. Of course, it was Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran going for the third time. Of course, that was outdoors, but that was the big, big fight. Of course, man, what year was that? I'll check that out afterwards. But the bottom line is that was the opening of the Mirage Hotel. And, of course, that brought us Steve Wynn and Bob Halloran, very good people. And, of course, Bob Halloran and Steve Wynn would get out of boxing soon thereafter. When Buster Douglas took a dive after they paid him $24 million. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I hope I'm getting through the show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How many people in the world in the history of boxing would you say could have beaten you?
Well, me? Well, it's hard to say. I watched some films of Jack Johnson, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Johnny O'Sullivan, Gene Tooney, Ezra Charles, Walcott. And those fighters in those days, they didn't dance much. They just stood there and traded a lot of punches. I would say football teams today are better and stronger and healthier baseball teams than they were then, and the boxers are too. So Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Jack Johnson, Jack Dempsey were good in that day. I would say a four-motor jet prop plane that we flew a few months ago was good then, but now you like the jets. See, so you couldn't compare a jet with a prop, but still the prop was good for his time.
The one, the only, the man born Cassius Marcellus Clay, of course, in Louisville, Kentucky, back in 1942, Muhammad Ali. Tonight, the pimp of all pimps, Dana White's going down in Austin, Texas. Of course, got a good fight card going down there. On top, the main event is a lightweight bout between Brunel Darouche taking on Armand Tushukin. And, of course, Jane Taylor and the co-feature taking on Bobby Green. Of course, those guys are both lightweights, two lightweight bouts. There's like 15 fights on the card. Of course, UFC is on pay-per-view, and if you want to watch it, more power to you. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, they're not getting paid enough money. Now, of course, next week's fight, wow, 1 week away. And I think that Regis Progress got a bit of a task in front of him. And the fact is, can he stop Devin Haney? Devin Haney's never been stopped. Devin Haney's never really lost a fight. I mean, come on, he's undefeated at lightweight. Of course, he had the one shaky fight with Vasyl Lomachenko. I thought he lost, but at the end of the day, he ended up getting that call. So he got the call. He's undefeated at lightweight. He had the two fights with Kambosos. I mean, didn't do a whole lot at 135, but now he's moved to 140. He says he can take on a decent fighter, probably the best fighter at 140 right now at Wretched's Progress. I don't know if that's going to go down that way. I think size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and this might be one of those fights next week at the Chase Center on pay-per-view between Devin Haney and Wretched's Progress for the WBC 140-pound title, where size just might matter. That's right. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank Daniel for tolerating me. It's been a rough show, no doubt about that. Why was it? Because all my guys bowed out at the last minute. Spit happens on live radio. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time.